Hello and welcome to the Sean Gilligan podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about replacing email and Zoom. In every workplace, from the smallest startup to the largest multinational corporation, a pattern emerges. It's the endless chain of emails that fills inboxes by the hour. It's the back-to-back Zoom calls that stretch late into the afternoons. And yet, there's a subtle, unspoken fatigue growing beneath it all. The truth is, we become prisoners to the very tools designed to make us more efficient. But what if the solution wasn't adding more meetings or writing longer emails, but rather embracing something simpler, faster, and more personal? The world has adopted email and video conferencing as default modes of communication. It's understandable. Email is fast, it leaves a paper trail, and it feels safe. Zoom, on the other hand, replicates the face-to-face meeting in a world where offices are thousands of miles apart. Yet for all their benefits, both of these tools have significant drawbacks. Think about Sarah, a team leader at a mid-sized consultancy. She starts her day sifting through an inbox, overflowing with requests. Can we meet at 2 p.m. to discuss the project? Or here's a document. Let me know what your thoughts are by the end of the day. A steady drip of communication that feels never-ending. When the clock hits 2 p.m, she's deep into Zoom calls, some productive, others redundant. She ends her day tired, not from the work itself, but from the tools she's been using to manage it. Now, imagine if Sarah's colleague James hadn't sent her that 2 p.m. Zoom invite, but instead recorded a quick 2-minute voice note. He explains his thoughts clearly, provides a couple of updates, and leaves room for her to respond at her convenience. Sarah, whilst on her commute home, listens quickly and then records a response and moves on. No meeting, no inbox anxiety, just quick, efficient communication. Voice is the oldest form of communication, yet in the professional world, we seem to have abandoned it. But there's something powerful in hearing someone speak, something email can never replicate. It's the subtle cues, the inflection, the emphasis, the human connection. Now let's take a moment to think about James and his team. They used to spend 20 minutes every morning on a Zoom call discussing progress. But one day, James made a simple shift. Instead of booking a meeting, he sent out a voice note in the group chat. Morning team, just a quick update on where we're at. I think we're progressing well on the Johnson account, but let's tighten up on the deadline for the audit. Feel free to send over any blockers by voice note. That morning, something shifted. The team, no longer shackled to their desks, sent their replies while walking to grab coffee or taking a break outside. Instead of sitting in front of their screens, they were moving, thinking and communicating fluidly. By the time 9:30 rolled around, they'd all received the same information without the hassle. The great thing about this approach is people clawed back their time because there was no need to set aside time for a formal meeting. Let's talk about redefining communication at work. This isn't just about making things more convenient. It's about changing the very nature of workplace communication. By incorporating voice notes, we're not only saving time, but we're also unlocking new efficiencies. Consider this. When you type out an email, you second guess your words. You reread, you rewrite. But when you speak, you allow your natural thought process to unfold, often getting your point across faster with less friction. Voice notes also allow for spontaneity and creativity. Picture a creative team brainstorming ideas for a new campaign. In a Zoom call, there's often a pressure to contribute in real time, but with voice notes, people can leave their thoughts as they come to them in bursts of inspiration. One team member might leave a note in the afternoon, sparking an idea in another who listens later that evening, adding their thoughts. By the time they've regrouped, the idea has evolved organically without needing a single scheduled meeting. Of course, adopting voice notes as a regular form of communication takes a cultural shift. It requires leaders to embrace the change first. One manager at a software company in Leeds did exactly that. Frustrated by the time spent in endless email chain, she began leaving voice notes for her team. At first, people were worried and a bit hesitant, But actually, in the end, the opposite happened. They loved it. The teams chatted with voice notes, shared moments of insights efficiently, and cut meetings in half. Leaders, by setting the example, show their teams that this mode of communication is not only acceptable but preferred. It's about creating a new norm where we trust each other to be more efficient and thoughtful. As we bring this podcast to the close, let's talk about the path forward. In a world where work is increasingly digital, we've grown too accustomed to tools that keep us tethered to our screens. Email, for all its usefulness, has turned into a burden. Zoom, though it connects us visually, can drain us of energy that's needed for creative work and spontaneous work. But voice notes, these bite-sized bursts of communication, offer us a third way. They remind us that efficiency doesn't always mean more meetings or more emails. Sometimes it's about saying what you need to say in your own voice and trusting that it will be heard. Just as Sarah found herself freed from Zoom fatigue and James discovered a new rhythm for his team, we too can unlock the potential of our own voices. It's time that we stop defaulting to the tools we've always used and start thinking about what's truly effective. Because in the end, a well-placed voice note may just be the communication revolution we didn't know we needed. Thank you for listening to the Sean Gilligan podcast. We've been talking about replacing Zoom calls and email with voice notes. I hope you've enjoyed it. If so, do share on social media and subscribe. And until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now. And if you'd like to learn more about voice notes in the workplace, you can Google SoundBranch or head over to soundbranch.ch. You can create your site, add your logos and colours, and then start inviting colleagues. I hope you found it interesting, and until next time, speak to you later on.